Well, with more than 680 active coronavirus cases connected to aged care facilities in Victoria, there are deep concerns for the well-being of those who are infected. And despite assurances from the Federal Aged Care Minister about how the situation is being handled, a lot of questions are still being asked about how numbers have been allowed to spiral out of control there. And regulation in privately run facilities has emerged as a key issue. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
It's estimated around 15% of Victoria's coronavirus cases are connected in some way to aged care, and it's privately owned facilities that are topping the list with the highest number of cases. Li Fei Lo is an Associate Professor of Health and Ageing at the University of Sydney. She's been watching the situation with interest.
And what we do know from Australian data is that for-profit providers tend to have larger facilities. So obviously you can infect more people if you have a larger facility. And they tend to be chains. And if you have chains, then you're more likely to share staff across those chains.
Unlike other states, Victoria has a relatively high proportion of state-funded aged care with around 180 providers across the state. But most residential aged care is provided by privately owned for-profit or not-for-profit institutions, which are funded through patient fees and federal government subsidies. Li Fei Lo says existing problems in the aged care sector, particularly among privately owned institutions, have been exposed by the coronavirus outbreak. She conducted research earlier this year before the pandemic, which found that privately owned institutions are more likely to be non-compliant under the federal aged care standards.
The regulation of aged care is kind of a vexed issue. There's no kind of firm rule, for example, on how many staff you should have, right, or how many nurses you should have. So you can see that very few facilities fail accreditation or get sanctioned. It's like about 5% of all facilities. So we've always been interested in writing about it and kind of figuring out why the standards aren't high enough or they're not. It's hard to know whether the standards are high enough or they're just not judged appropriately, like whether it's the auditing or the judging. I think not having very clear rules about like what good care is problematic. So for example, family visitor guidance. The industry, so the peak bodies and consumer groups, put together an industry code for visitors. And that's the code that the Quality and Standards Agency, call it Accreditation Agency, is like regulating against. I'm like, isn't that a backwards way of doing it? Shouldn't like someone tell us what the standards are rather than the industry just make their own code? And I mean, good for the industry for putting something out because there was nothing clear. But I suppose this kind of having to interpret what things are, right, rather than having kind of clearer rules about what good practice might look like is really difficult.
Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation Secretary Annie Butler says the lack of nurse-to-patient staffing ratios and the absence of appropriately trained staff is a huge problem.
And we're talking particularly about private aged care facilities where there are no mandated minimum requirements for staffing across the board. So before the pandemic had even started, the ANMF has been calling for mandated minimum staffing levels and skills mix in aged care for the last 4 years. We've done research suggesting what's needed. We're now making sort of application and submission after submission to the Royal Commission because we knew that aged care facilities were already in a difficult position before COVID started. And what that means is that they are not well equipped, they're not well positioned to manage an outbreak once it occurs.
Annie Butler is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.